See, put your hands together for the Lord.
In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Let's together give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Now, please listen attentively to this following documented testimonies. Number one, marital breakthrough via kingdom prayers. For 9 years, I trusted God for marital settlement while all my siblings got married. 3 years ago, our last born told me he wanted to get married, but he had been waiting for me. I told him to go ahead because everyone has their different times, and he went ahead. In 2015 and 2016, I engaged in all the operations, and I prayed for 3 categories of people. I prayed for the lost souls, went out for outreaches, and brought them into the church. I prayed for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb. I also prayed for those I knew were trusting God for marital settlement, and God showed up. That clap can be bigger and better for Jesus. He connected me with my wife, and we got married on April 20th, 2019. Last Friday after our honeymoon, we were in the sitting room, and suddenly, the ceiling fan that was oscillating at a very high speed dropped on us. Immediately it landed, it stopped, and we were not hot. Someone is clapping for Jesus. I give God all the glory. And the testifier is positive, Akinola Daniel. One more time, in honor of Jesus, a bigger hand. Number two, wonder double change of job. I determined to keep praying the same prayer point until I received my desired testimony. However, shortly after, Bishop Oyedepo began speaking about the blessedness of praying kingdom-focused prayers, which I committed myself to, praying for the kingdom and the needs of others, forgetting about my troubles. Towards the end of May, I was invited for an interview in one of the companies I had previously submitted my application. The following day, being Saturday, I was called and asked when I desired to resume. But I was not satisfied with the nature of the job because I would be transferred from my present location. That notwithstanding, on Sunday, May 31st, which was a Thanksgiving service, I danced to the altar, appreciating God in advance for my change of job. The following week, I got another invitation for an interview in Lagos. And this was during the 7 days proclaimed fast in the midst of the year season. I attended the interview expecting a series of questions. But amazingly, I was asked, "Are you ready to start today?" Immediately, I was given my job description. We negotiated and the deal was sealed. Big hand for Jesus. I give all the glory to the wonder double God, who gave me my wonder double job in my field of interest in the midst of the year. And the testifier is Christiana Ayoka. For these amazing testimonies, let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. And please rise on your feet and let's keep celebrating this good God, bigger and better.
Hallelujah. You are glad to see a brand new month. Give the Lord the biggest clap of praise. Make it louder. Celebrate his faithfulness. Magnify him for who he is. Amen. This new month will be full of good news for you and your household. This new month shall be full of good news. Every day of this month shall be days of good news. Everlasting mountains will clear off your path. Perpetual heat shall be leveled out. God will make bare his raw power on all issues concerning you. Say with me, this brand new month shall be full of good news for me. You believe that? Give him another big hand of praise in the name of Jesus Christ. What you don't expect, you are not permitted to experience. As far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. Mentality is what defines destiny. You can't see it, you can't get there. God has no agenda of backward movement for us, but forward ever movement. The path of the justified, the redeemed, is ordained to be as a shining light that shines more and more and more and more. This is what this month we confirm in your life. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Revival season is a season of signs and wonders. Amen. Where impossible cases are sorted. It's a season of dramatic change of story. Nothing was working before you came into that season. But as you keep on rejoicing and engaging with the demands of the season, it will make you feel like hands feet and get you up upon your high places. Now, it's a season of undeniable testimonies. Undeniable. They saw you in the valley before. Now you're on the top. It can't be denied. It can't be denied. It can't be denied. He said, ain't that a notable miracle has been wrought by them? It's clear to all that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Now, what gainsayers cannot deny will be the order of events in your life this year. This prophetic season will make all your mockers go into hiding. The order of testimonies that cannot be denied shall be the order of testimonies in your life. One more time, lift up your two hands and give God thanks for another brand new month, a month of good news, a month of good news, a month of wonders, a month of dramatic change of story, man, a month of undeniable testimonies. Now, give him thanks. You believe that? You believe it? Give him thanks. Give him thanks. These are not sweet words to get you excited. These are prophetic words from heaven. Get excited. We have entered the midst of the year today, and it's ordained a season of wonders where everlasting mountains are leveled, where perpetual hills get off your path, where the raw power of God is made manifest in your life. Give him thanks and praise and glory. Hallelujah. Now ask him to speak to you this morning, everyone. Jesus, I want to hear from you. Speak to me this morning. Take all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And so shall it be. It shall be a regret-free month. God will be confirming his word in your life, in your family, in your business and career, in your health, in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please get seated. Again, welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because they knew not the time of their visitation. God has times of visitations. May no one here miss the time of God's visitation in his life. In Genesis chapter 50 and verse 24, Joseph said prophetically, I die. But God will surely visit you. It's heaven's agenda to visit his people from time to time and bring you out of this land. His visitation is to change your position. Unto the land which he swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. God will surely visit you and bring you out of your unwanted situations into your desires. That's his visitation, is to change our position. And we know that revival time is a time of celebration of the manifest presence of God. It's just like the ark of God coming down to the midst of his people. There's always a shout when the ark gets down to the midst of God's people. Jesus came and brought redemptive revival to the earth. And you will always hear, he went about doing good, healing all them that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Revival is always a time of celebration of the manifest presence of God. Amen. And every visited soul encounters joy unspeakable because his presence stirs fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. Everyone in a revival enjoys the fullness of joy of God's manifest presence, like the joy of the harvest. Praise God. You can't be moody in a revival. One of the proofs of your being in a revival is joy and rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice evermore. Lift up your right hand and say, Jesus, revive my soul. Revive me, spirit, soul, and body. Give me the evidence of revival in my life. Let me experience the evidence of revival in my life. Now we are told joy filled the city. When Philip got to Samaria, joy filled the city. When the river broke out in the upper room, they were praising God. And God was adding to the church. He was giving them favor. And God was adding to the church daily, such as to be saved. Joy and rejoicing are biblical evidences of revival. Now, that shall be solidly established in your life. Every revived soul rejoices again and again and again and again. My God. In that prophetic scripture, Habakkuk chapter 3, although the fig tree shall not blossom, there might not be saying anything, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will join the God of my salvation. The Lord will step in and make my feet like hands' feet, get me up upon my high places. Joy and rejoicing. Help me ask your neighbor, are you in a revival? Rejoice. And again I say rejoice. My God. My God. There is no biblical demand that does not have proofs. You're in a revival, joy and rejoicing becomes a companion. Therefore, not only during these 2 months, but all the days of your life, beginning from today, joy and rejoicing will become your new way of life. Joy and rejoicing shall become your new way of life. A revival is a season of divine visitation amongst God's people, which translates into supernatural turnaround testimonies. When God visits his people, he provokes a turnaround. Now, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. Now, that's what happens when a revival takes place. He saves. He delivers. He rescues. Amen. Now, verse 19. Let's run with speed. It said, The same scripture, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 19. Behold, at that time, my God, when I visit you, I will undo all that afflict thee. I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. My God, give the Lord a big hand, please. Those are proofs of God's manifest presence in the midst of his people. My God. Revival broke out in Nigeria in the very early 80s. Preparations were on, and intensely so, in the 70s. And it changed the face of Christianity globally. My God. Is there any nation of the earth where Nigerian churches are not? No. No. No, sir. In the Arctic, everywhere. In the snow, under the snow. My God. It changed the face. We were called mushroom churches. The ones that rise today, you can't find them tomorrow. But your own little one here is now 40 years plus. What mushroom is that? Revival changes the face of God's people on the earth. Now, suddenly church has become the subject of envy. Most times, bitter envy. Watch out for those high palaces across the cities and towns of Nigeria today that are products of this mighty move of God. Watch people sing and dance and sweat from what we used to do, singing a hymn, and then the people leading and the one following are all sleeping. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Something just turned. Something just turned loose. In the same vein, in this revival season of June and July, something unthinkable will be turned loose in your life. And I will give them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time, I will bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, and I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says the Lord. Those are practical evidences of real revival. You come out with a change of name. Now, between June and July, anyone who cares to engage with all his heart, all his mind, and all his strength, you will come out with a new name. You will come out with a new name. You will come out with a new name. That's what happens. A revival is a season when the word of God comes alive among God's people in increasing dimensions. Increasing. Now, let me tell you how that plays out. With joy and rejoicing, you have supernatural access to revelation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. So every time you operate in the realm of joy, you gain supernatural access to revelation. Now, in Jeremiah 31 and verse 34, let's close. Jeremiah 31 and verse 34. Now, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, said the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. Now, it's an outpouring of the Spirit. When we talk about the Bible, it's an outpouring of the Spirit upon all flesh, the young and the old, the maid servant, the man servant, everybody. Now, the Spirit of God is what unveils the secret of God. but he operates in the realm of joy. You can't be depressed and assess revelation. It's not done. It's not done. So expect an outbreak of revelation like we had it in Acts chapter 2. They even thought they were drunk. When the Holy Ghost came, joy came alive. And Peter came up, my friend. When he opened his mouth, revelation was flowing like a river. He summed up the whole history of the Jews in one moment. And the heart of men were pricked. That was not Peter the fisherman. That's access to revelation. But earlier on they said, these people were drunk. Joy. As joy erupted, revelation erupted. You won't miss it this time. God will turn your smiles to broad laughter. Your mouth will be filled with laughter. And it's starting from this time. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God. As you grow in the word, you keep prevailing where others travail. As the word keeps increasing, he said, arise, shine, because your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Darkness may cover the earth and gross darkness people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. And the glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. That's the power of revelation. Who are these that fly as a cloud? He gets on a flight. A little one shall become a thousand. Changes of position dramatically. And a small one, a strong nation, I will hasten my world in his time. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, we must continue to pray for the continual manifestation of divine presence and increase in revelation among God's people. We know that's what happens, so we keep making demand for it. We keep making demand for it. So I come against the spirit of depression. Look away from the past. The past is past. The past is irreparable. Why waste your energy? Somebody slapped you yesterday. You are crying today. It hasn't removed the slap. Let it go. Let it go. You put your hands on the plow. Don't look back. Don't look back. Looking back is going backward. When you look back driving the car, you are reversing. You can't be looking back and be going forward. Every time you're looking back, you are reversing. Do you want to reverse again? No. No. Therefore, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, rejoice. This is the day, not yesterday, the Lord has made. I will rejoice. If you don't let yesterday pass, you won't rejoice. Let yesterday pass, rejoice today. And then you will keep rejoicing for life. Because as you rejoice today, your testimony has come today. You rejoice tomorrow, testimony has come tomorrow. Look away from the past. The past is past. Don't pass away with the past. Amen. Amen. He said, forgetting those things that are behind. My God, reaching out to those that are before. I press towards the mark. Winners in a race don't look back, they look forward. You don't look to see how many people are behind you. You look to see how many people are in front of you. You want to win the prize. You are not winning. You are not competing with those that are behind, but those that are in front. That's the way forward. Stand to your feet. Come on now. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Amen. Only those who are addicted to looking forward retain their joy. Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, he despised the present circumstances and he got there. Amen. Those who look forward are the only ones who can retain their joy in the Lord. And by telling their joy, they fulfill their mission on earth. My God, no one here shall be a backbencher again. Say with me, only those who look forward, go forward. I don't know how many months of the year season you have passed through, but this is another one. Don't look backward, look forward. Lift up your two hands and speak to this season, the midst of the year. Speak to it. and demand for the evidence of revival in your life, which among other things includes joy and rejoicing, looking away from the fast, reaching out to the things that are in front, so you can make the most of your adventure on earth. Go ahead. And take control, take command of this season. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, this season shall speak in your life. You will not forget the midst of the year 2021 in a hurry. It shall leave indelible marks of glory on your life. Every demand of this season you fulfill with utmost delight. No more looking back. You are looking forward. No more going backward. You are going forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's declared a sickness-free season. A defeat-free season. A pain-free season. A pleasure-free season. A season of undeniable testimonies. In your life. In your family. Over your children. The works of your hand. In your spiritual life. Is declared a season of undeniable testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. One more time. Happy, happy new month to every one of us. Congratulations. You made it at last. His grace gave you your place. Come on, give him a big hand of praise. Don't forget, we are kicking off with spiritual week of emphasis tomorrow. Amen. Don't miss out of it for any reason. And come rejoicing. We might tell the ushers to just watch. If you are not rejoicing, they ask you to come back tomorrow. Praise God. You must be beaming with smiles all over you. Maybe you walk barefooted. Keep smiling. You will ride the car. Amen. Maybe they just chase you out of your house. Keep smiling. You will soon build the houses. Nothing goes down in your life anymore. Lift up your two hands and give him praise.
Lift your hand, lift your voice, and give praise to God. Give glory to his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. He is worthy of all the praise and worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the honor, and worthy of all adoration. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you and thank you, Lord. You are worthy of all praise. For in Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.